The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning on WPHM. We got no choice. We're doing it right now. We are all breathing, but how clean is the air that we're taking into our lungs? The American Lung Association is out today with its State of the Air report, which breaks down by region, by county, how clean our air is. Joining us right now to talk more about this is Ken Fletcher, American Lung Association Advocacy Specialist here in Michigan. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Appreciate you joining us. So what have we learned about the state of our air? How clean is the air that we're breathing?
Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of progress that can be made. We're finding that there's still far too many areas across the country, but also in Michigan, where the air quality levels for the two major forms of air pollution, ozone pollution, which is also known as smog, and particle pollution, which is also known as soot, where we're seeing just still too many days where the levels are unhealthy for a lot of folks. And this really impacts everybody, but especially those who have compromised systems, those with asthma, COPD, lung cancer, or the elderly, young people, or those who are pregnant. So we need to still take a lot of steps to clean up our air so that everybody can breathe healthy air and not have to worry about that.
Of course, the weather plays into this too. I know every summer we get these, ozone awareness days or ozone action days, I think they used to call them, where it's warm, it's humid, it's windy, and that can all play a factor too, can it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the weather plays a role in creating the ozone pollution. All the pollutants that we send up into the air through our car exhaust and our power plants in our factories then kind of bakes and cooks with the sun and the heat and forms the ground level ozone pollution that we breathe. So it definitely can have an impact. So the solution is to make sure you're not putting those pollutants in the air in the first place so that when you have warm summer days, you're not going to end up with those high ozone action days. But also, you know, we need to do something. It's really shown that climate change, too, is having a dramatic impact on our environment and our air quality. The wildfires that you're seeing out west are all being caused by climate change, which is putting a tremendous amount of particle pollution into the air that is really drifting even farther east than you'd even realize. So that, you know, in this year's report, we saw that nearly 9 million more people were impacted by deadly particle pollution than reported last year. And we saw far more days with very unhealthy and hazardous air quality than ever before in the two-decade history of this report. So we really were disturbed by, you know, some of the things that we saw. We're not moving in the right direction in a lot of places.
Who is most vulnerable to air pollution?
Well, you know, even a healthy person, if they're exposed to unhealthy air on an ongoing regular basis, such as somebody who works outside day after day, can end up having, you know, issues and problems as a result. But as I mentioned, those who already are more vulnerable, those with asthma, those with COPD, those with lung cancer, those who are the elderly, those who are pregnant, it can really all impact all of them. And they're the ones that even especially have to end up being concerned, because both ozone and particle pollution can cause premature death and other serious health effects, such as, you know, it can trigger an asthma attack, it can cause cardiovascular damage, and it can, you know, definitely harm the reproductive system. And, you know, we know that particle pollution can also cause lung cancer. So everybody needs to be concerned about the air quality.
How are we doing here in pure Michigan? Is the pure Michigan air as pure as we would like it to be?
Well, unfortunately, the air is not as pure as we'd like it to be. The Metro Detroit area ranked 24th most polluted for ozone in the nation. We saw a significant worsening with far more unhealthy days than we did in our previous reports. So that should be very troubling to everybody that we're ranked 24th most polluted for ozone pollution. And when it comes to that short-term particle pollution that I mentioned, we were ranked tied for 34th most polluted included. And once again, you know, we saw it worse from last year's report. We saw more unhealthy days. We moved to a failing grade in the Metro Detroit area. So we really need to make some great improvements in both of those areas.
Absolutely. Why do you suppose it's getting worse? Any insight into why it's getting worse instead of better?
Well, I think that we just need to continue that transition that we're making to clean up our air. We need to shut down more dirty coal-burning power plants. We need to continue that transition to move to more zero-emission transportation sector. You know, we need to get the dirty buses, the trucks, the automobiles off the road, make that transition to clean renewable energy in all levels. And if we start making that progress, we're going to really see the air quality improve. So we need to take the policy steps, such as, you know, putting in the charging stations so that they're available, so that more people will be comfortable to own an electric vehicle. And that's really is how we're going to see these changes. You know, we made great improvements since the Clean Air Act was enacted many years ago. But as we've seen by this year's report, we just have to take additional steps to get the air quality to where it really needs to be. And that's not going to happen until we really make that transition to clean renewable energy and zero emission automobiles.
Ken, do you have the report available online if people want to take a look at the state of the air?
Absolutely. They can go to www.lung.org.
We will check it out. Ken, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
You bet. Bye-bye.